There's a mixed reaction this morning to Victoria's roadmap to ease the state out of coronavirus lockdowns. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, has announced plans to extend Melbourne's strict Stage 4 lockdown by 2 weeks. Medical groups have welcomed the plan, while business has described it as a road to nowhere. The federal government has signed a $1.7 billion deal with pharmaceutical companies to secure enough COVID-19 vaccinations for all Australians. Vulnerable people and frontline healthcare workers will be first in line. If the trials by the University of Oxford and University of Queensland are successful, the majority of the doses will be made locally. The rollout is expected to take most of 2021, and any excess vaccines will be donated or sold to other countries. A nurse at Ipswich Hospital, west of Brisbane, has tested positive for coronavirus, sending more than 220 of her colleagues into quarantine. The nurse is said to have been in contact with a known case of COVID-19. The hospital remains open, but only for emergency cases. Police are searching waters off Port Lincoln in South Australia for two men who were on board a boat that left nearby Coffin Bay on Thursday night. It's believed the boat ran into engine trouble late on Friday. Police boats and a search and rescue plane are scouring the area.